Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring us anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line as we launch into the second hour of the program. 1-855-450-3733. More to come about the guns on campus controversy that is brewing right now, not just in New Hampshire, but also Virginia Tech. Another shooting happened earlier today. Tomorrow in New Hampshire, it was scheduled to have an open carry protest, a gun outreach demonstration at Plymouth State University campus. That has caused quite a bit of controversy, with a man in a robe issuing an outrageous order, attempting to force a man to blog something. Yep. trying to stop this from happening tomorrow. So we'll let you know how that pans out, and we'll actually hear from some college campus students as to how they feel about this controversy. But first, let's talk to Michael listening in South Carolina. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, JJ, and Mark.
Hey,
Michael. What's on your mind?
Well, I called tonight because I was streaming anti-war radio today on my computer,
mm-hmm.
and I heard an advertisement from the Foundation for a Better Life. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
Foundation for a Better Life.
Yeah, I have heard the name, but I can't tell you anything about them off the top of my head.
All right. What was the content of it?
Well, they make the pass it on ads on billboards and TVs and the radios, and most of them are pretty benign, although they did unfortunately promote this kind of USA Uberalis propaganda after 9/11. But most of them promote, like, positive behavior and pretty benign. But this one, this ad glorified Abraham Lincoln.
You know, I know.
Probably the most tyrannical and destructive man in U.S. history. The ad promotes persistence and talks about how Lincoln failed at many things before he finally succeeded in getting elected. And at the end of the ad, it says, Lincoln was no loser. And I thought it was ironic because, you know, 500,000 people lost their lives because of this man.
Hold on. Why did you hear this on anti-war radio? This sounds like the last thing in the world they would
play. It might have been on during the Fox News. Remember you put Fox News in on the break? Is that right? And it's he was listening. Michael, were you listening on LRN.fm?
On the anti-war radio page, there's a link where you can listen to it live, and I don't know.
So you were probably listening to the stream from LRN.fm on the anti-war page, and then, Ian, you have the top-of-the-hour news put in by
right.
Fox News. Is that right?
We're certainly not running a spot
like that.
It's
the only thing that fits in that particular...
Well, no, there's different news packages that we use there. It could have been Fox that ran. There's a chance of that. So, but I was going to say, we certainly wouldn't run a commercial like that on LRN.fm.
Anyway, right. Now, this particular ad, I've heard the inspirational Abraham sort of thing where and actually it's much longer, and they talk about all the failures he had in the life and how he succeeded in being, well, what is called one of the greatest presidents in the United States. And I think that, you know, great good or great bad, one can agree that that Abraham Lincoln is one of the most notable presidents in U.S. history. And I think that I think that it's still valid. The statement that you never give up, that success comes to those who persevere, is still valid if you said Abraham Lincoln.
He persevered and slaughtered 600,000 of his countrymen.
They could have taken Hitler and gone through the list of his losses in life, spent 2 years in prison, wrote a really crappy book, led 4 attempted coups of the government, and finally this great man slaughtered millions. He's Adolf Hitler. And, you know, Abraham Lincoln's no Adolf Hitler, but he is the president that presided over the killing of the most people on the North American continent of anybody. I mean, you know, so he has a very dubious distinction. For those that think he thinks he freed one slave, they really should read his second inaugural address, and, you know, in which he says that he really doesn't believe inequality for blacks at all in any way, shape, or form. I mean, he wanted to ship them back to Liberia, back to Africa, I think is what his plan was. He didn't want freedom for slaves. The slaves he did free, he freed in a country over which he was not the president, and so therefore he did not free them in the states that had slavery over which he ruled at the time. That came afterwards.
Michael?
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. And I checked into it a little bit, and this Foundation for a Better Life is funded by a billionaire Republican who also helped fund George Bush's presidential campaign.
Yikes.
So I thought that it was appropriate, you know, that these he would support these two awful, warmongering, big government Republicans, Abe Lincoln and George Bush.
Yeah, thanks for the heads up on that. I mean, if that's it's, I'm guessing you're probably right, Mark. It was probably Fox News. It gives me another reason to pull them off the air. The only reason I added them back in was because we lost.
You wring your hands over this all the time.
Because we lost Cop Block, their podcast. But that should be coming back here within the next few weeks.
Well, you know, I mean, it's hard to find a news segment that will fit into that and, you know, producing that.
And it's hard to find one that's updated regularly.
We on Free Talk Live produce 21 hours a week of stuff, and then you're producing Free Keen News and all kinds of other things. I mean, it's sad to me that among the thousands of people that listen to the show, somebody can't step up and do a, you know, 5-minute updated every other day segment of news for you. I mean, it's just sad.
Well, they wouldn't be doing it for me. They would be doing it for themselves and for the
LRN.
Movement.
They get all kinds of notoriety out of it, and you know that kind of thing.
But it sure would be great, Mark, if someone would do that. I don't know why they don't. But Michael, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
I don't think you've ever put a call out on the air. I mean, you've just complained to me about it, right?
Oh, really? I don't know. But we do have a handful of folks that are doing some stuff. Dave Ridley does one from RidleyReport.com.
Yep.
He does one that's specifically 5 minutes for our LRN.FM air. Cop Block's going to be coming back, so that'll be good. The Police Accountability Report coming back. And
How often do you want one of these things updated?
Well, the more often, the better. Right?
I mean,
there's
think
always
somebody
news.
Could step up and do a daily updated, podcast.
It would take time. You might be looking at an hour per 5-minute, news. I mean,
if you're
going to write a script, you can't just wing it. And, you know, if you're going to do a 5-minute...
Dave Ridley wings his. He says it's live to tape.
True. Dave's a pro, though. I mean, he's been doing
it. He is better than most.
And let's see. Who else are we using? Free Speech Radio News. We're using Free Speech Radio News, which is kind of like a lefty, progressive, international news thing. And the reason I put them in was to balance the Fox. So I figure, we had Fox on before, and the only reason Fox was added to LRN.FM originally was because there are no other national news networks that have podcasts. None. I've looked into it. ABC, CBS, NBC, all these major news agencies, sometimes you can go to their website and you can click a player and you can get their latest news that way. But they don't actually deliver their news via podcast. And in order to have something on LRN.FM, you either have to be a live show or you have to deliver via podcast. So therefore, there are no other options. Sure, I could put on NPR, but that would be kind of a little contrary to the mission of the organization.
Fox News,
I could also put on CBC or BBC, but again, those are government-run organizations, and so I kind of have a problem with airing their product. Fox
it has
is not,
to be 5 minutes on the dot.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, ideally, yes, it should. We can always cut it short if it runs a little long. So there's 4 newscasts running on the network right now, and the other one is the Free Keen Radio News, which is the one that I produce on a weekly basis. So 2 of them are weekly, Dave Ridley and Free Keen. One of them is daily during the week, and that's Free Speech Radio News, and then Fox News is every single hour. So it basically is a 4-hour rotation of each one of those rotating. And the more I've got, the more I'll put in, right? So if like somebody else were to start up their own Liberty podcast, Liberty News podcast. In fact, Nick Ryder has been talking about doing it, and so that would be cool. If that actually panned out. Ernie Hancock from FreedomsPhoenix.com has also talked about doing it as well. And I'd put them all on if they were there. So it'd be great. 855-450-FREE. If you want to learn more about that, you can go to the news page at lrn.fm, and there's an email address on there.
Is it news.lrn.fm? FM?
Yeah, actually, that'll get you right to it,
okay.
As a matter of fact. So let's continue with you and your thoughts, and then we'll also go back. We'll go and listen to what some college students have to say about guns on campus. Sean's on with us, though, in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live, Sean.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
A few things. There's a lot of things that have been overlooked, especially when I see with contract law. I do study a lot of contract law, private sector, and what I've been hearing in the background, this case down in the States where the judge makes sort of order, blah, blah, blah.
I'll tell you what, I don't know where you're going with this, but hang on. We'll let you explain it here in a moment. More with Sean about contract law, and also we'll hear from the young college females about how they feel about guns on their college campus here in a little bit. 855-453, you take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have, if you can have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of .308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/Scout Rifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's the toll-free number. It's brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian,
JJ,
and Mark.
We invite you to the website at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features and those other talk show hosts. They won't charge you for their sites. You get ours free over at freetalklive.com. Those features include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their their validated photo or video showing the listeners of this program. So head over to shrine.freetalklive.com.
If you've been listening to Free Talk Live for any length of time, you've heard about the digital currency Bitcoin. It's like cash for the internet. But for some people, obtaining Bitcoins up to this point have been somewhat tricky. Crypto exchange is the fastest and safest way to buy or sell Bitcoins. They also offer a complete bullion store, so you can buy and sell gold and silver privately and anonymously with Bitcoins. If you're totally clueless about the Bitcoin currency, they've got 24-hour customer service right there on the website. Just visit the site, click on the live support link at the top. You can see their banner at bitcoin.freetalklive.com. It's crypto exchange. It's a big long banner there at bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
All right, let's continue with you and your thoughts. We've been talking about gun freedom on this program, and I'm not a big fan of guns. I mean, the world wouldn't be a terrible place if tomorrow they all disappeared.
Right. Well, that's the trick. Is the supposition by the folks that tend to be this more liberal and progressive sort that because you legislate it away
that they will
somehow
all
they go away.
Yeah.
Let's start with the nuclear weapons. Tomorrow, let's all sit in a big circle and wish away the nuclear weapons. And once we see that that doesn't happen, then you have to sort of sit around and say, well, how do we live in a world where nuclear weapons or guns or knives or pointy sticks or, whatever, rocks exist? I mean, people have been killed by thrown projectiles like rocks and stuff. I mean, slings used to be a very viable weapon. You go into any sporting goods store, you can get a slingshot, and it'll throw a little ball, a 40 caliber ball, you can buy these things for the slingshot. It'll put that right through your skull. You can believe it will. And and you can reload it relatively quickly. I mean, it isn't a Glock, but it'll do the trick. What do you do in the world where people do have guns? Some people choose to carry firearms. I'm no gun advocate or anything like that. I'd make a pretty poor one being a convicted felon and a Quaker. But I respect people's rights when it comes to firearms.
I'm just a freedom advocate.
Right.
So I'm not going to join in their protest in that I'm not going to carry a firearm at this particular event, but I'm going to be there to support their right to do so.
Yeah, I've openly carried a bunch in New Hampshire. I haven't had any issues with it. I prefer to conceal carry, but at the moment I don't even own a firearm because I don't really feel like I need it. You know, it's one of those things where
it's not a dangerous place in New Hampshire.
It's very not dangerous.
And part of the reason for that is because it's relatively free when it comes to people being allowed to own and carry and display firearms. Let's go to Sean, though. He's back on the line with us listening in Ontario. You just barely had a chance to get started on what you were saying, Sean. So go ahead and start from the top.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes down to contract law, offer acceptance, There's a lot of principles of law that are completely overlooked by the masses, really. And this applies to everything, including this whole gun scenario here. This offer and acceptance, this judge himself, he gave out an offer. What his order is, it's just an offer.
No, I'm sorry. Have you ever actually tried this stuff? I know what you're referring to is like the Freeman ideas proffered by Robert Menard out of thinkfree.ca. Is that what you're talking about?
Absolutely not. This is just basic contract law, offer acceptance.
I've tried this before. I asked a judge once, are you making an offer? And he threw me in jail for contempt of court.
Absolutely, you should have. The reason why is because you didn't bring solutions to the question.
He told him to sit down and shut up. I mean, he didn't ask him for any solutions. He gave him 90 days in jail.
Well,
he said, if you say one more word, you're going to jail.
Did he have a lawyer?
The judge?
No, I did not have a lawyer.
So you went in there, you said to yourself, and then you asked him that one question, and he threw you in contempt?
That's correct.
No. He immediately started by yelling at me to sit down. I didn't sit down as fast as he would like, and as I was preparing to sit down, when I was getting around to it, I asked him the question, are you making an offer? Because I'd heard this claim about, whenever the judge says something, he's making an offer to you. And I figured I would try that little theory out, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah.
Do you actually have evidence of you actually being successful with this?
Absolutely, with contract laws and
great. Where is it? What have you done, and where is it posted?
Where is it posted?
Yeah.
Mostly, if it's in the private sector, how you position yourself, there's not going to be much posting.
Okay, I don't know what you mean by private sector. I thought we were talking about being in court with a man in a robe calling himself a judge.
Well, if you want to talk about that, we can go into that. Yes, when it comes down to creditor debtor, you're looking to probably bring yourself a solution to the issue. One thing is, why are you in one of their courts? And when you come to one of their courts, by their offer, they're going to either summon a name. And when they summon the name, that name has a duty. If you're coming in as the plaintiff or if you're coming in as a defendant, you're defending. You're already at arms. The person that's complaining is the plaintiff. You have these two structures of people. They're actually both debtors for the most part. When you go to the court, are you on their business or are you on your business? Bottom line,
I'm there under the threat of violence.
In this certain circumstance, nobody went to court. A judge just issued an order, and if they violated the order, then they would be in contempt of that order. So no one went into a courtroom.
You're talking about what's going to happen tomorrow?
None of the activists went into a courtroom.
You're talking about with the gun protest tomorrow, Mark.
The gun protest was a separate story, but I can talk about that. But I was talking about his contempt at the moment.
Okay.
The contempt itself was when you went into their business. You went into their business not on your terms. So when you walked in there, if you said a name, didn't say anything, what matters is when you showed up there, they probably called out a name, a case or something, and either you had said something or you didn't say something to put you in a position that you are a third party, that you are not the person that they're looking for. Now, there's a big distinction between the person and who
you
are.
Yeah, you know, I'd filed some paperwork or whatever in advance, you know, some of this basically kind of referencing some of this stuff. And what you're talking about is this theory. It's a legal theory, and it's basically backed by no real evidence that I've seen, which suggests that if you go into a courtroom and you stand up when they call your name, that you're consenting to being joined to that person, which is actually a corporation. You can tell it's a corporation because it's written in all capital letters. I mean, as you can tell, I've heard this stuff before, dude. And what I've yet to see is any tangible evidence of anybody actually proving that it works to get them out of some sort of court trial or set them free from the system.
Well, it's not being free from the system what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is in contracts, you got to remember everyone is equal. So interchange the word contract and law, they're interchangeable.
They're not equal because they have men with cages and guns that they will throw you into those cages.
Yes.
So, again, maybe we're just not communicating effectively here, Sean. What is it you're trying to get across to people tonight?
I'm saying that there are basic principles and laws which are consistent.
But the principles don't matter.
Can you speak to this order that we are talking about, this temporary restraining order? You know what we're referring to by
I heard blips of it, but yeah, I can speak to that matter.
I mean, you came on here to talk about that. Is that correct, or that how this is improper, or something to that effect?
I'm not saying it's improper. What I'm saying is that when people are going to be going there with guns and stuff, it's going to be their come from. And what I'm saying is that your intent and your actions also are a part of any contract. So
there's no contract here, dude. Nobody signed a contract. No, that's just legal land fantasy.
Is it?
And, you know, as far as I'm concerned, you're just somebody who's spouting off. Do you actually have evidence of you using these little techniques in a criminal court case?
Well, not. But if this is a criminal court case, in criminal, no. If it comes down to basic contracting every day from...
I'll tell you what. I'll bring you back here in a moment. More coming up here. This is Freak Talk Live's Nonsense.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping, and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, give you the features on the site. So enjoy them over at freetalklive.com, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click and download. They're right there over at freetalklive.com, and you can go all the way back to late 2006, all of it for free, freetalklive.com.
Do you have enough? You don't have enough time to read books anymore if you're anything like me. But audiobooks have been, for me, a really great way to get in that reading that I want to do without carving time out of my day to sit down and read a book. Audible.com is the leading provider of premium, digital, spoken, audio, information, and entertainment. They've got books on all kinds of in all the sections that the big bookstores have. They have just a tremendous selection of books over there. And you can go get a book, audiobook, for free, whether it's in the business, classics, fiction, erotica, history, science fiction, fantasy, whatever it is that you prefer, they've got it over at audiblepodcast.com/FTL, and you can get it for free. So, as I understand it, the new Terry Goodkind book is out, and that's one of the ones in the running for what I'm going to be getting here. audiblepodcast.com/FTL, get a free download, actually a free gold membership. And they make it easier for you. Downloading's easy. I can do it. So I think most people could pull it off. It's fast, easy, and affordable. audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
All right, I'm going to bring Sean back here one last time just because I'm trying to understand what his point is, and I really do want to get this because I've looked into this before, Sean, all these claims about, the government says send something to you, so you're contracting with them. If you stand up in court and you answer to the name that they call, then you've joined their contract, and there's all these hidden agreements and these secrets that are being interwoven
into things.
And Sean, another thing to understand here is that Ian has tried this, and he's my business partner, so we've put a lot on the line on these sort of ideas that you walk into the courtroom and you say abracadabra, and then suddenly they do what you want. And we've had, I mean, in the years and years we've been on air, plenty of people call in and suggest some incantation
things.
Or another. And so therefore, what it sounds to me like you're saying, and you can clear it up for me, is no, don't say abracadabra, say alakazam, and be sure you use a capital A and two Z's. Because this is what it's like. A lot of people call in and they've heard some mumbo jumbo.
Yeah,
or
they'll
another,
say, oh, you did it wrong.
Say, you do it. Not me. I'm not going to do it. You do it for me. So that way I can see whether it works and, go from there.
Right. For most part, a lot of the stuff you have heard in the past, these are old technologies that definitely by position, different kind of gurus and things on that sort. And yes, a lot of people don't actually get it right. It's trial and error. This system itself, you're actually looking from the reverse end all the way. And the bottom line is, does anything work? Yeah, there's counteroffers. And like I said, when you get the principles of law understood and you start putting them in place, then you're going to see some strange things. They're going to say one thing and do another. And is there a magical word? Well, no, not really, because what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to be very present to not just, and I say offers, there's a way of bringing without argument to any situation. And for the most part, we've only learned on how to be debtors, or only learned how to bring argument, only learned on how to take a position. And you'll see this. And the bottom line is, when you are going to merit the merit a, not just a judgment, but something along the lines of a remedy that some people do talk about. It's not a magical word. It's not a magical phrase. What it is your come from. And what I was saying was contrast.
Well, Sean, what evidence do you have, before you go on with your explanation, what evidence do you have that this is, in fact, a voluntary situation when you're dealing with the courts? Because it seems to me like there is a little tyrant there who's wearing a black muumuu who orders men with guns and badges to do what they wish them to do.
Okay.
And a man who has a small army tends not to make offers on a voluntary basis.
Yeah, well, the man that you're talking about, your adversary is your remedy. And you look at the guy that is the plaintiff. Let's say you're the defendant. Now, your issue is not with the judge, but the judge, if he starts getting into your business, think of your every affair, every matter that you have is your business. And you're only there for your business. Now, the courts are there to make profits, to make generate whatever it is, arguments, whatever it is, to be able to make themselves needed. If we actually solved our matters, we wouldn't have to go to court. Bottom line is, why are we on their time? Did we set our position before we even went to the court? See, you don't go to a court unless it's already solved, or you already tell them specifically what your reason you're going there for. Now, the other thing, too, is the principle.
I don't know if we're even communicating in the same language here. In my experience, you go to court because they threaten you with violence if you don't show up. And I'm not talking about a case where there's another plaintiff. I'm talking about cases where the plaintiff is the state of New Hampshire.
If it's truly an offer, I have no obligation to even respond. A salesman
Absolutely
on the street
do.
Could. Why? A salesman on the street can make an offer to me as I'm walking by his business, and I can ignore him.
Absolutely.
And that's not an offer. An offer where you're obligated to make a response, to write some crap down, is enslavement.
Right. Now, who did they summon the court? Did they summon you as a side of the street, or did they summon something that has some sort of attachment?
I don't know, but it's my butt that they'll put in jail.
They're going to put me in jail for it, man.
Well,
it doesn't matter.
Through. Yes, if you show up, absolutely.
Right.
Well,
right.
You'll have to show up.
Try
they'll
not showing up for court,
I've
man.
Seen it happen.
Right. Have you ever tried not showing up for court?
Without just, if there's a name, what happens is that they're going to go after the person that was obligated or a duty that failed.
How did they get obligated? You said it was an offer.
It is an offer. But you
then how
remember,
am I obligated?
Where in their principles and law, Where do we give our consent?
This is the thing you don't understand. I don't think that, see, you talk like you know what you're doing, but you haven't actually provided any evidence that you've actually done this. I don't care what your principles of law say,
okay,
because they don't care. See, this is the thing you don't get, Sean. The first rule of court is that all the rules can be thrown out at any time by the man in the robe. So all your law principles don't matter a crap to these people. They don't care what the law's principles are. They don't care what their own, they don't care what their own rules say. They don't care what the Constitution says. They just don't care. They can do whatever they want, and they know they can do what they want, and they'll get away with it. And none of none of your mumbo jumbo is going to fix it. So good luck, Sean. Let us know when you actually get some evidence of what you're saying is actually true, because it's nonsense.
And
as far
I'm not
as I'm
trying
concerned.
To talk down anybody. This is a frustrating situation. I imagine it's even more frustrating for you. You spent
Sean
days
thinks
in jail
he knows
over.
Everything,
well,
and
I'm
you know,
sure he
until you've got
this.
The video. Sure, I studied it too, and I tried it, and it failed. And
but
the
you
answer
didn't
is
say
always
alakazam.
Right. Well, that's right. And the answer is always, well, Ian, you didn't do it right. You had to do this. You had to file a notice of intention. You had to file a this
Show
and that.
Show me how it's done.
Notice of truth and understanding. So for all those self-proclaimed experts out there, please, please, everyone wants to see this. Everyone wants, everybody who's ever experienced court knows how awful it is. They want to see the answer. Is there an answer? I don't think there is. I think the only answer is to get liberty-loving people together and have them non-cooperate and throw monkey wrenches into the system and maybe change the system if that's possible. But to get people together, but to say that there's one answer that is just going to, you know, one size fits all, this is going to help you escape from the tyranny of the court system, it's nonsense. And until I see somebody walk into a courtroom and utter some phrase and be able to walk out without having men with guns come after them a few weeks down the line for a warrant, I'm not going to believe it.
Well, this whole idea of obligation and contracts and that you're bound by this sort of mystical spider web, if you will, is all just slave-mindedness, if you will. It's like you've already conceded that the state owns everything and runs everything, and so that, yes, they can create these mythical contracts that extend beyond the realm of the paranormal or existential, and it is everything that you can imagine the state has already determined. Well, this is the course. You have to follow the law, because the law was written by the state. Their own language, their own mystical rituals and all that sort of stuff.
And so they follow their own law.
None of that, Sean, guess what? None of that actually exists. It's all just the will of power-hungry people.
That's right. It's men ruling over other human beings.
It's not necessarily men.
There are some women. That's
yep.
true. Mostly men, though.
I've tried to extricate that term from my jargon.
Humans.
Yeah,
like
I
humans.
Mean, man is a you know, is a synonym for humans, but at the same time, you know, some folks don't like that terminology.
Yeah, I follow you. 855-450-FREE. So all you legal experts, prove it before you keep spouting off. Free Talk Live.
I have this dizzy feeling every time I get out of bed, like spinning. I don't know why. It's awful.
I get dizzy when I read or work on the computer.
I get lightheaded walking down a hall or aisle.
Or unsteady on my feet.
I lose my balance and get a little motion sick.
It's like vertigo. That dizzy feeling in a car, train, or airplane.
It's awful. An inner ear problem.
Most likely your vestibular system.
Now there's Zyvestra.
An amazing, fast-acting
dual-action tabs and targeted cream you rub behind your ear.
Behind your ear.
And it works in an advanced homeopathic way to relieve dizziness.
It relieves that vertigo feeling.
That dizzy feeling, gone.
Zyvestra is amazing.
No more suffering from dizziness and queasiness.
Wake up with better balance.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Zyvestra. Call 1-800-304-1684. 800-304-1684. Stop the dizziness. Call 800-304-1684. That's 800-304-1684.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want, even if it's some half-cocked legal theory. 855-450-FREE.
You gotta be nice, okay?
I'm sorry. I'm so frustrated by it, Mark.
I know you are. But remember, you did this.
I know.
You believed it enough
believable.
To put your freedom on
it
the line.
It sounds very believable. It sounds very plausible because the people that proffer these legal theories sound like they know what they're talking about.
Sean sounds like an incredibly intelligent individual.
They do their research. And there are some really like solid sounding things out there when you start to really dig into this. But the part they don't understand is none of it makes any difference. You can have all of it nailed down. You can have read all of the legal theories and all of the laws behind it, and you can pull out Black's Law Dictionary, and you can dig into the definition of person, and you can find out that it actually means it's a corporation, and that, you know, that, you know, your name is tied to this person, and it's all in capital letters, and you can find out all this stuff, and it's all like, wow, it's so amazing. It's all just a big, you know, scam, and they've all been, you know, playing this game with us, but it's not a game. These people are serious. They're going to put people in jail cells, man, and nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. They'll do whatever it is they want to do, and no utteration on your part is going to, you can't spout off a certain string of words and have these people change their mind. You can't cite any law case. You can't cite any of it. You can cite their own cases, and they don't care. I've cited their own cases to them. In their own system, they don't care about that. Doesn't even matter to them what their own Supreme Court says. They'll just do whatever they want. Doesn't even matter what their own court rules say. The first rule of their court rules is that they can waive the rules at any time. It doesn't matter. You can have it all figured out, and they'll still put you in a jail cell. And I'm sorry, it's only frustrating because I hear people doing the same thing that I did. Because I can hear myself, you know, and that's what's the most frustrating thing. Like, no, don't do this. Don't go down this road because you're going to fail. But I'd love to see if you win. I'd love to see if you actually have success with this. I'd love to see that. I really would. There was that one video.
This is the point. Tell me about the video in just a second, and I don't want to cut you off, but this is really the point. When people call in and talk about this here on the air on Free Talk Live, essentially what they're doing, and they don't have experience to back it up, essentially what they're doing is advocating somebody else, hey, run forward yelling and screaming with your sword drawn in the air and see if they shoot you with arrows. I mean, because that's, unless you lead the charge, you look like a coward. And I'm not saying that anybody's a coward here. I'm just saying that, you know, Ian, I know you've done this. I've watched you do it, and I snickered all the way because I thought it was just silly. And turns out it was just silly. Mm. And for people to come on and suggest this and not have done it themselves, and, you know, like, I get if you haven't done it and you haven't taken video and stuff like that. If you have done it and you haven't taken video, I understand. But we need to have video. We need to prove these things. You need to show people this is how you're going to prefer this idea. This is how, proffer this idea. This is how you're going to push it forward, is by actually letting people see how it's done.
You have to set the example. And there was one video of a guy in Canada, one of the Freemen, which is kind of one of one of the movements where a lot of these ideas have come from. Robert Menard is a guy who produces some very interesting videos. And I'm not saying there aren't valuable ideas that are suggested in some of these theories. A lot of them lead to people wanting to stand up for themselves and believing in sovereignty and being free, and that's cool. I think it leads some people in generally the right direction in some ways, but in other ways it can be very misleading. But this one guy gets up in front of a court and literally seems to back them down. Like, he has this confidence. He's wearing a hat in court, and he, you know, what he says backs the bailiffs away from him, and they leave him alone. And it looked like they were going to do something to him right there and then. And no, he leaves the courtroom, and it looks like it's done and over with. The thing is, they don't show you the rest of the story. They don't tell you the rest of the, you know, yeah, he did walk out of that court that day, and yeah, he did amazingly back the bailiffs down. By, you know, whatever words he said, but that didn't stop the man in the robe from coming back into the court 10 minutes later and saying, "Oh, looks like he's not here. Failure to appear, contempt of court, or whatever, you know, warrant for your arrest." And then, you know, a few weeks later, the video camera's not rolling when the guy comes and gets arrested by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. Now, I don't know exactly how that story ended up panning out. I just heard that later on they had issued some sort of a warrant for him, and that was the last I'd heard in that particular case. So that's the only video I've ever seen that's like, wow, that was pretty cool. Like, that guy actually did something. But you don't actually ever see the whole thing from beginning to end. You don't actually end up seeing the full court process. And until somebody can actually show the full process and be able to claim, yeah, I walked away from this and I'm okay, then you got nothing. 1-855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's go to William in Texas. You can bring up what you want. William, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, Ian, Mark, and what's the other guy's name?
JJ. What's on your mind, William?
Did anybody tell JJ he sounds like Chong or Cheech or one of those guys?
Apparently you have.
Wow, just thank stoned you. Stoned is what you're saying.
Thanks, man.
Well, no, it's not an insult. I'm not insulted.
I'm not insane. Okay.
I met Tommy Chong one time. It was really
congrats.
Awesome. He said, "Hey, wow, man, I always tell my sons always wear a tie when you go to court, too." Because I was working as a salesperson. I always wore a tie. And, you know, he was a tie joke, and it was really quite funny.
Right. Anyway, that's who I always think of when I hear him. But a couple stories, and I mainly get to one. But here in Dallas, these police, they said a guy pulled a gun on him on the Amtrak train. I think several shots were fired, and the original story was that, you know, the guy started shooting, but at the end of it, they found out only the cop shot. One cop was shot in the hand. The guy was killed, the suspect or whatever, and the bystander was grazed by a bullet. And there's nothing funny about any of that, but I just thought it was kind of ironic that the only people shooting guns were the police and,
people,
you know,
got hit.
Exactly. And I fire a gun and I carry one, and I don't understand how it seems pretty easy to hit your target or don't fire, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, we've heard lots of stories where, you know, and I'm just going to make some numbers up here, where it's like, you know, police fire 100 shots, suspect hit 29 times. And it makes you really wonder where those other 71 bullets went. I also heard a statistic, and frankly, I can only back this up by somebody who's pretty impressive in the firearms industry, like was maybe really, really high up at a major firearms company, told me that most police, most police shootings are by their own guns or some kind of term like that. More cops are shot by their own weapons
like
than
that
any
DEA
other guns.
Agent that shot himself in the foot in front of the class?
Things like
that. Oh, God. Yeah. That was so awesome.
I don't relish in the guy's pain, but he really was talking big about how I'm the only
gun
one
safety.
In the room that's qualified to carry this gun.
Bam!
And bam! Shoots himself in the foot.
Yep.
Yeah, and you remember when he reaches for the gun like to get it back, you know, or to get another gun or something? The kids are like, no!
William, what else did you want to share?
Well, there was a... I know y'all mentioned Tom Likas before, but...
The Tom Likas Show.
Yeah.
One of the worst radio pukers in the business. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I heard a story. I think it was in California, but there's a woman, she got pregnant by taking her boyfriend's condoms to the... fertility clinics.
Yeah.
Okay.
And anyway, she got pregnant, and he's paying child support, but he's suing the fertility clinic. Anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting.
As far as I'm concerned, she violated a trust there. I mean, it's an implicit contract. I mean, she should be sued. I mean, he should have no obligation.
How do you prove it?
Well, she brought condoms.
Right. Well, she's going to say he had sex with me. There was no condom.
But no, they had condoms.
Well,
she
took the condoms to the place, and they used the contents to, make her pregnant, I guess.
How would he know that? How would it be found out that she even went there?
That's a good question.
Is it like
I don't
a bill
know.
That came
I,
to
I,
the
I,
house?
I mean, yeah,
it seems like that would be the only way, that there might be some telltale sign that she had done business with those folks. Otherwise, she'd be like, oh, look, I'm pregnant. I guess the condom didn't work.
Yeah, and I guess originally he didn't trust her. You know, he didn't believe. I guess he was careful, and he didn't believe that there were her kids, and he had a DNA test. And
there's only one answer to this problem.
It's got to be stunning. You use a condom every single time, and the kid's yours.
Condoms are not very effective. I mean, they're not very effective
birth
control.
Darn effective.
Like 70% or something like that?
What?
I don't know. I've heard
that. I think it's much higher than that.
Yeah, they're not very effective. Hey, William, there's only one answer to it, man. That's a vasectomy.
Yeah. Hey, I agree with you, and I'm proud of you for doing that. But can I say one other thing?
Quick.
Well, I heard another story about an Army guy waiting. He had his face, a bomb blowing up in front of him, and it destroyed his jaw and a bunch of his teeth. And Army's saying that his teeth aren't covered, and he's been fighting this battle for like a year and a half. And it's just my whole point to all that is just that I feel so terrible for these soldiers or whatever that
you mean. When you say the teeth aren't covered, you mean the military is not going, the VA is not going to fix his mouth?
Yeah, he's been fighting this. Yes, that's correct.
Amazing.
He's been fighting this battle for long.
They're just taking care of those vets, aren't they? Hey, William, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Hour number three is next. The number 855-453. Plenty of time for you and your thoughts. Still, got to hear from the college students on the guns on campus issue. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where Swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.